Hi out there, we're Nathan, and you're listening to
Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM on your radio dials.
Everything here looks so small now, and didn't anybody ever change? Well, I'll teach away all of your graces, tell you that the odds are stacked. I came home from a year of guilt and fear, and figured I'd be going back. I knew that I'd be going back. Ooh, come on everybody, we can all get some. Come on everybody, we'll get some now. Come on everybody, we can all get some. Come on, everybody, we'll get some now. I came back from a year in Kingston. I had malevolence on my mind. The car door hadn't even closed when I cut the old man down to size. I tried to find a job, yeah, I couldn't find a job. I tried to put it all in the past. Better safe than sorry, I was young, you know the story. But pretty soon it all just crashed. Ooh, come on everybody, we can all get some. Come on everybody, we'll get some now. Come on everybody, we can all get some. Come on everybody, we'll get some now. Well, they called the cops up on Easy Street and shut the whole city down. And beat their chests and make arrests in this two-bit, one-horse town. Well, I wonder when my luck ran out on me. Man, I know that I wasn't born bad. I've been beat down, yeah, I never had a chance. But I made the most of what I had. Oh, put your finger anywhere on the atlas, baby. Somebody's a living hard. From the uranium mine to the soup kitchen line. All right here in your own backyard. This whole town's made of stainless steel. People that are made of gold. Some of us are living just to stay alive. Some of us will never get old. Some of us will never get old. Come on everybody, we can all get some. Come on everybody, we'll get some now. Come on everybody, we can all get some. Come on everybody, we'll get some now. Come on everybody, we can all get some. Come on everybody, we'll get some now. Come on everybody, we can all get some. Come on everybody, we'll get some now. Ooh, get some now. Ooh. Na 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 na
That there is our old pal Greg McPherson from right here in Winnipeg with Kingston. You remember where the first place you heard that song was, right? Remember? Sorry, Greg, you only get one right now. Came and played it. He was sitting right over there, right there. That was a couple of years ago, last year? I don't remember. But I talked to Greg on the weekend at the Winnipeg Folk Festival a couple of times, and he's promised to come back and play some more tunes pretty soon here, which is pretty exciting. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, by the way. I'm Jeff. I'm here back live in the studio after Folk Fest last weekend and Dauphin Country Fest the week before that. Oh, geez. Yeah, back with many tales to tell of Folk Fest and all kinds of crazy things that have gone on since then. Were you out there? Were you at Folk Fest? You didn't come and say hi if you were, which is kind of snotty of you, I thought. Well, at least you could do is say hi. But we'll run down some of the music we picked up, some of the stuff we saw, and good times. And as usual, if there's something you want to hear or something you want to say or something you want to talk about, something you want to dedicate, something you want to request, 269-863-6269 UMFM is the phone number. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com if you want to drop an email, if you're into that kind of thing. And I am, so should you be. And so we'll just get right to it. By the way, that Greg McPherson song there, that is of course from his latest record, but it's also on a brand new compilation which just came out called Sun Beats Down. It's a vinyl record compilation, which is very cool. I don't know, label from Denmark, and sure glad to get a copy of this. It's kind of a cool little package and some great stuff on it. It's kind of a compilation of, I guess we'll call it, Greg's greatest hits, some stuff off of all of his records, and he's selling it at shows and stuff. And I haven't checked the website, but it's probably up there, gregmcpherson.com. Anyway, so we heard something off of that. And here's a band that was probably one of the big hits of the festival. You know, there's always those buzz bands that nobody's ever heard of, and they play, and then everybody falls in love with them and follows them around. And this was probably the band this year that most people got talking about. They're called Crooked Still, and they're pretty damn good. One of their most striking numbers was this cover of a Gillian Welch tune. Check this out. This is Crooked Still. Folkfest wrap up. Tell the band to go home.
Yeah. keep hoping and I'm praying for the rest of my days. For the rest of my days.
Just good friends. Been to every rodeo and they rode on every old train. And Blackie lived out her life every night trying to sort out the lies that people would tell her. And the rodeo king was an Indian who found the bottle, a better friend than any old white man. Through 20 years of fighting with the Brahmas and the horses and the women, Blackie picked him up one night, laying face down in the gutter. And with her heart on her sleeve that life tailored for the street, she knew that she must talk to him. The stories he told her were enough for him to hold her and her to hold on to him. Counting scars of one another as we watch the level of the bottle go around. And Blackie was a beauty, though why she was very hard to tell. But the faces the Lord put on us are the actions of a heart that love can fill. Heart to heart they're living now, Blackie and the Rodeo King. The Lord put on us are the actions of a heart that love can fill. Heart to heart they're living now, Blackie and the Rodeo King. Blackie and the Rodeo King. Tons, grain, alcohol.
danger pay. I'm trying to be strong, but my will is gone. My will is gone. My will is gone.
From Chris Coating. Hey, this is Jay Farr of SunVolt. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Reaction, rebellion. Secretaries from framing states, revolution sets the course straight. What's necessary then? What's necessary now? Corruption in the system, a grassroots insurrection can bring them down. We'll bring them down. Rock and roll.
This is Alejandro Escovedo from Austin, Texas, here in Wimberley. Wimberley, shit, that's where I live, I'm sorry. This is Alejandro Escovedo from Austin, Texas, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio. Whispers are mine.
God love Rosalie. Never break this love, Rosalie. 7 years is just time that's brought you closer to me. Your whispers are mine. Letters in mine. I love you, Rosalie. I love you, Rosalie. I love you, Rosalie. I love you, Rosalie.
One together, Ernie. We've never done that.
We're done now.
This is a show.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go. You go. I'll go. This is Allison Moore. This is Steve Earle.
Yeah.
And then we'll do that together.
And that. Are you listening to that's the name of the show?
That's right.
Okay.
Hi, this is Alice.
Sorry.
Hi, this is Allison Moore.
And I'm Steve Earle.
And you're listening to
The show. This show is called
Tell the band to go home. On 101.5.
UMFM.
Get in sync with me.
We're in sync. We're in sync.
Early this morning, I was washing my face, thinking about going to town. Sick and tired of hanging around this place, waiting on the blues to drag me down. Bless my soul, maybe I'm coming around. Been lying low, but maybe I'm coming around.
I've been running nearly all of my life, far and fast as I can.
Thank you.
That right there was one of the highlights of the Winnipeg Folk Festival. That was Steve Earle and Emmylou Harris there from his latest record, The Revolution Starts Now. But if you're out at the Folk Fest on Thursday night or Friday morning, you might have heard it done by who was it? Who did it again? Oh, I can't remember.
Hi, this is Allison Moore.
And I'm Steve Earle.
Oh, right. Allison Moore and Steve Earle, right. Wait, let me hear that again.
Hi, this is Allison Moore.
And I'm Steve Earle.
And you're listening to...
This show is called Tell the Band to Go
Home. Oh, right,
home.
Yeah.
On 101.5 UMFM.
Steve Earle, you know, he's one of those guys that he's kind of scary. Like, you're always afraid to talk to Steve Earle. Did I ever tell you I had breakfast with Steve Earle at the Edmonton Folk Festival a bunch of years ago? I was too scared to talk to him, but he was right there and I was right here, so we had breakfast together. He's kind of an intimidating dude and generally not known for being the friendliest guy in the world, but when his wife is around, holy cow, Steve would have you over for dinner if you wanted, I'm sure. Friendly guy and super nice to see them out there. Did a fine version of that song. Apparently, Allison said, you'd think we'd sit around all day playing guitars and singing songs, but really they only know one song together. So they did it during Steve's main stage set and Allison's concert set. They're on Friday morning at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. What else did we hear in there? We heard Alejandro Escovedo with Rosalie. That comes from his string quintet album, Room of Songs. And I wanted to play something off his brand new record, The Boxing Mirror, which I finally just got and like a lot more than I thought I would. It's a great record. But it's in my CD player at home. So if you want to come over and hang out, we can listen to it at my house, or else you can wait till next week, I guess. We'll play it. Before that, who did we hear before that? Who was that again?
Crumb Chris Coding. Hey, this is Jay Farrar of Sunvolt.
Right, Jay Farrar of Sunvolt. Sunvolt, that was from their new DVD, which is, holy cow, I was watching this today. It's pretty darn good. Six String Belief is the DVD. We heard the title track there, Six String Belief. You might have heard half that song at the Winnipeg Folk Festival and then the instrumental version of the song after that. They're playing that song at their concert on Saturday, and they blew the power. They were so darn rocking and so darn loud that... they totally shut down the power to the stage. And we got to listen to it sort of through the amplifiers without vocals, which is kind of entertaining. And I thought Jay handled that fairly well. He's not the friendliest dude in the world. Although he did talk to us and he did do that little ID and he did sign my CD, he looked like it was the greatest inconvenience that had ever happened to him. He was not a happy fellow. I don't know. I felt like, you know, giving him a hug or something to see if that would cheer him up, but I guessed that probably wouldn't work. So, I don't know, I'll be seeing them again at the Calgary Folk Fest, which is why I kind of skipped out on their concert after they blew the power. What is he, Crooked Still? We heard Fred Eagle Smith before that, 18 Wheels from his album Millie's Cafe. Fred also was quite chipper and friendly at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, in stark contrast to his appearance at Dauphin Country Fest the week before, where he was doing his best to offend absolutely everybody on the planet within about half an hour. And I thought he did a fine job. I don't think he missed offending very many people at Dauphin Country Fest. But he didn't offend a lot of people at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, which is nice to see. Christy wanted to hear that song the other day, so I finally got around to playing it. There you go. We heard Willie P. Bennett before that, Blackie and the Rodeo King, a song that now I have heard Willie P. Bennett do twice. I saw a grand total of two songs by Willie P. Bennett at the Winnipeg Folk Festival this year. That one and another one, both of which... I'd already heard him do. So I've now in my lifetime, Willie P. Bennett is one of my favorite singer-songwriters in the whole world. I've heard him do a grand total of three songs live. Two of them I've heard twice, once in Grand Forks, once in Winnipeg. I don't get it. What's it going to take to see a whole Willie P. Bennett show? I just don't know. Oh, Susanna, before that, King's Road. She was fantastic out at the Folk Fest, and what a super nice lady. She's just wonderful. I just love Oh, Susanna. I guess her husband does too, but King's Road there from her Sleepy Little Sailor, fine record at that. And we started it all off way back when with Crooked Still, Orphan Girl from their CD Hop High, which is they're very, very entertaining band, and they'll be coming out with a new record this fall, and it should be pretty darn good, I would think, so keep watching for that. Anyways, we're going to take a break in a couple of minutes, but we'll play a couple of songs first from a couple of people that I saw at the Folk Fest, but not performing. They're just out there having fun, and I talked to both of them a bunch of times and asked them both, like, where's your new records? And they're both coming. We'll start it out with our old pal Matt Epp from Winnipeg, who's got a brand new record coming out pretty darn soon, and we talked about maybe having a little world album premiere. He's going to come by and play us some of the tracks once they're finished, which is pretty cool. So we'll play something from Matt's debut, You'll Find Me Alone, and then after that we'll hear something from Tana Slimmin, the pride of Guelph, Ontario, the pride of Oak Lake, Manitoba, originally from Oak Lake, now in Guelph, and she is such a nice lady and such a fantastic singer-songwriter. Hasn't put out an album in 5 frickin' years. I don't know what the holdup is, but apparently Lewis is at home working on it, so we should have that pretty soon, but we'll go back to her album, Oak Lake, and then we'll take a quick break and come back with a concert announcement. Big, 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 big guy who hasn't been to town for quite some time. This is big news. Oh, it's going to be good. Oh, it's going to be good. August the 9th, West End Cultural Center. That's all I'll tell you. I'll tell you who it is after the little break, but first, Matt Epp.
Fourteen houses line my street, each one's been called on. Hundreds of streets and thousands of people. You'll find me alone. Twenty some years now I've walked these feet, never know just where they'll roam. Been under the sheets and under the steeple, but you'll find me alone. Oh, I won't tell you nothing that would ever keep you down. If it's me you need, then by all means, won't you come around? You'll find me. Got 3 fine sisters and 3 fine brothers, 10 fingers, 10 toes. I got 1 fine father and 1 fine mother. And you'll find me alone. I've lived in 5 towns and 5 cities in 2 area codes. I've seen a lot of girls and they were all pretty, but you'll find me alone. Well, I couldn't say a lover's play wouldn't suit another day. I'll lead you down to Gordon Lyles and for now, you'll find me alone. Never see lovers play wouldn't suit another day, but I'll lay it down to my golden lives and for now, you'll find me alone, you'll find me alone, all for now, you'll find me. Thank you.
Hey, it's Rami Mays. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. Go home, band! 101.5 UMFM.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Do you aspire to be an on-air personality? Do you dream of pushing buttons, turning knobs, and keeping the levels balanced on a VU meter? Do you find yourself wondering just how a community station actually gets to be so darn hip? Then make your way down to 308 University Center for one of CJUM's summer training sessions. For more information, visit our website at www.umfm.com or email our production director at dave@umfm.com. CJUM 101.5 FM.
Because I don't make monkeys, I just train them!
Hey kids, looking for your weekly dose of new pop and or rock music? Then tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for Pop Infusion right here on 101.5 UMFM.
Today is a very fine day, a very happy day in every way. Today is a very fine day, put your hands together and pray. The angel came mighty close, in the middle of the night it came so close. The angel came mighty close, and then he carried on his way. He passed over. And smeared his blood. We killed the little lamb and stayed the hand of God. We slaughtered the lamb and caught his blood and daubed it on the door. We heard the beating of the wings. We heard the busy beating of the terrible wings. We heard the beating of the wings, and then we heard nothing at all. He passed over. Firstborn child was burning up. In the middle of the night he called for a cup. The firstborn child was burning up, begging for his mama to come. Mama mopped his burning brow. Mama dear came with a cool, cool towel. Mama mopped his burning brow. I stayed watching over him. Passed over. Firstborn child came down the stairs, a mama dear kissed his curly brown hair. The firstborn child came down the stairs, hungry as a grizzly bear. Today is a very fine day, a very happy day in every way. Today is a very fine day. The angel carried on his way. He passed over.
Australia's Paul Kelly there and his Stormwater Boys from one of the best records of last year, Foggy Highway. Now, Paul Kelly hasn't been to town in about 2 years. And so when I heard that they were working on bringing him to the West End, I was super excited. Because that's a big thing, because that's a big deal, because, you know, Paul Kelly at the West End. How great was that show a couple of years ago with Joel Croker? Oh, my God. What a great show. So, yeah. Good times, right? Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, good news. Paul Kelly's coming to town. Yeah, yahoo. West End Cultural Center. Yeah. August the 9th. Wait a second. August the 9th. Paul's coming to town on his way to the Edmonton Folk Festival. Now, Paul obviously doesn't care if he's there for the Thursday night show featuring the Waifs and Linda Ronstadt in Edmonton. But I do. So I haven't quite figured out the logistics of that yet. How to see Paul Kelly here in Winnipeg on the Wednesday and then make it to Edmonton in time to see the Waifs and Linda Ronstadt on Thursday. Good lineup at the Edmonton Folk Festival this year. Are you coming? I think I'm going. I'm pretty excited. Holy cow, is the Edmonton Folk Festival good again this year? You got Jeff Burner, Blind Boys of Alabama, Bill Bourne, Greg Brown, and Iris DeMent. Ha ha ha. Chumbawamba. Yahoo. Bruce Coburn, Jason Collette. You got Iris DeMent. Like I said, you got Feist. You got David Gray. Sarah Harmer. You got Paul Kelly, of course. You got, who else you got there? You got Lynn Miles, huh? How good is that? Linda Ronstadt, Peter Rowan, Ricky Skaggs, Teddy Thompson, huh? The Waifs, the Waylon Jennies, Hoxley Workman. Good times, August 10th to 13th, Edmonton. You can't go unless you have a ticket already because it's sold out. It always sells out, but that's a pretty good lineup. So you have to, if you do have a ticket though, you get to be like me and choose between seeing Paul Kelly here on the Wednesday and making it in time to see Linda Ronstadt and the Waifs on Thursday. Interesting dilemma. Well, I'll get over my my little disappointment there and figure out what to do. And we'll tell you about that in the next couple of weeks. Get you geared up for that show because you should go, even if I can't, and I hope that I can. Brand new music. Boy, do I have a ton of new music. First of all, there's been stuff coming in steadily. And so we got that. Second of all, I ordered a bunch of stuff that I was super excited about from the States in May. Didn't come until 2 days ago. So I have a big pile of stuff. Plus I got some Folk Fest stuff. Plus I got, I don't know. I just got a whole bunch of new music. And we're going to cram as much of it in before 4 o'clock as we can. Started off, we'll play something for Barb, who's not even listening. We got this brand new record that I know she's going to be super excited about, and she's not even listening. She's gone to Vancouver, to the Vancouver Folk Fest. Hard to, you know, get mad at her for that. But I know that she'll want to hear this, so maybe she'll listen to the podcast. Have you been listening to the podcast, huh? Tellthebandtogohome.com downloads. I added a whole bunch of classic interviews up there. And so if you miss some great interviews, not great on my part, but I talked to some great people. And they said some great things. They're up there at the downloads page. Check that out. Because if you don't, I did a lot of work for nothing. So check it out. Anyways, brand new record. This one goes out to Barb, who's not even listening. Brand new from John Gorka. The title track to his new record, Writing in the Margins. Tell the band to go home.
To me and you, 'cause the pages are all filled with new orders coming through. I am writing in the margins notes to you and me, so maybe we'll remember the good that didn't have to be. I am writing in the margins 'cause our days are spoken for, and your nights are with the restless who were broken in this war. I stood twice and carried once, and yes, I choose to serve, but there is no glory in it, and my voice goes mostly unheard. I are called and hope there's wisdom in the voice. And we fall back on our training when the moment leaves no choice. I am riding in the margins, getting closer to the edge. I am running out my time, I am walking on a ledge. I am riding in the margins, a horse that's going blind, staying focused on my mission and attached to my behind. I am riding in the margins, listing all I need to fix. You know my job is still in transport, today 20 tons of bricks. There's not a lot of rich boys wearing DCUs and sand, but I'll think about that later when I make it home again. I am riding in the margins, in the outskirts of a town, looking up at you on the day you wore that gown. I guess I'll try to sleep now when I get this off to you, knowing there is at least one thing in this world that is still true. I am riding in the margins, I am riding in the margins.